Don't talk to me if you don't know me. But if you gon' talk, you better act like you know me. Cause I don't like stranger danger.
What's up, bro? Duchesne Crooks, Brooklyn Boxing Podcast, another episode. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Got you on the Zoom here. What's up, man?
Yeah, ain't shit, man. You know, trying to stay sane with this shit going, this bullshit going on.
I know. You're just chilling in your crib right now in the apartment or hanging out?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Usually I'd be outside right now running or something, doing some type of workout, but got a fucking headache right now. Wow.
I know. You said the coffee withdrawal, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what it is, but then I heard other people saying they got a headache too. Two other people saying they've been having headaches. So I'm hoping, I don't know what that shit is about.
Yeah, you just gotta be safe, bro. I don't know. It's crazy. So you just gotta isolate and
I'm starting to think that shit.
Activated, bro. Keep working out. Keep sweating. But thanks for hopping on today. So, obviously we've talked before and I've worked out with you and stuff, but I'd love to start off by having you give a little background on your life, really starting in Jamaica. You're born in Jamaica and I don't know how long you were in Jamaica, but if you just kind of want to dive into that a little bit.
Yeah. I was born in Jamaica and I migrated here when I was about five years old. Yeah, I came over here when I was about five years old, and I just pretty much settled in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York, ever since, you know. Then I pretty much got in boxing after my father got tragically killed. Yeah, he was murdered when I was about 13. Yeah, about 13.
Back in Jamaica?
Yeah, he got murdered in Jamaica, though, yeah. Yeah, he got murdered in Jamaica
What do you remember like from Jamaica as a little kid, you know, like some of those early memories?
I remember going down to the cane field, going to this thing called a gully. They would call it like a river. The gully is called like the river, like another word for river. Catching lobsters and fishes and shit. Just country life. You know what I mean? Like country life. I definitely remember a lot. I remember that's something I do remember. It was fun though. Running around a cane field and stuff like that. Climbing up on the breadfruit tree, getting breadfruit. Breadfruit is like they call it a fruit. But you could like fry it and eat it. Like, it's like a bread. It's like,
Like you peel it open or is it?
Yeah, it's like a skin. People usually roast it. Roast it and then just peel it and then eat it. You can eat it like as a breakfast. It's like a breakfast meal.
Pretty sweet. Is it pretty sweet?
Nah, see, it's not sweet. It's like fresh. It's just like, it don't really got no taste really. But it's good. So I grew up off that and eating a lot of like ackee and saltfish and dumplings. And I still eat that up to this day.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like that's just your diet, right? You like that Jamaican food. That's what you know. Yeah.
But I got to abstain myself from it when I'm trying to cut weight.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it can be a little heavy, no?
Yeah, it's heavy. Yeah. I got to slow it down when it's time to cut weight. Oh man, gotta abstain from it, man, because that will blow you up.
Is the when you're in, you're obviously pretty young, like only 5 years old, but were there any memories of like boxing or that sort of or even sports competitively, any sort of stuff like that, like that you brought with you to the States, or was that not really?
Nah. So I started boxing when I got into boxing when I came to America, actually. Back in Jamaica, we played with like soccer and this thing called cricket. Cricket is like similar to baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the bat is flat instead of the bat being like.
Yeah. I've seen it on TV and stuff before. It's a crazy sport. I don't know like the rules really, but it looks fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So like when you came to the States, you know, you got into boxing. You know, I was just curious if there was any Jamaican fighters that, you know, you looked up to at all. I know like Trevor Berbick is, you know, a Canadian Jamaican guy. You know, there's been some dudes through history, or if it was really
I like Razor Ruddock. Razor Ruddock, he was a good Jamaican fighter too. Mike McCallum. Who else he got? They got a few great Jamaican fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McCallum, Razor Ruddock, Trevor Berbick.
There's definitely plenty of Jamaican fighters. So I figured like some of those guys.
I like Mike McCallum though a lot. I like Mike McCallum.
What do you like? You like his style or just his?
Yeah, his how he went to the body. It's the body. That's what they call him, the body snatcher. But yeah, I like how he went to the body. But I pretty much really grew up off watching. When I was here, when I first started boxing, what made me get into boxing was I used to look up to Tyson, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look up to Mike Tyson, and then because I wanted to, I even earned a nickname in the Golden Gloves as Tyson. So everybody knew me as Tyson when I was an amateur because I used to mimic the same style. And that's when I was bigger too because I was a fat boy. Fat boy at heart.
Because you fight around what, 100, 154, 160?
Yeah, 154, 160, yeah. But my last few fights been 160, man. I can't, it's hard to make 54, man.
Yeah.
My body, yeah.
What do you walk around at usually?
Like 170, 78.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could roughly say 180. You say 180.
And then you make that cut.
I don't know how these. Yeah, I should be. You know what? Even for this fight, I was supposed to fight a few weeks ago. It would have been like 2-3 weeks ago. I was supposed to fight in PA. I find that my weight been harder to get the fucking weight down for some reason. When you get older, man, that shit is hard, man. I don't know how the hell these guys, like, guys that fight 47, like Errol Spencer, these guys going up to like 180, 190 and make 147.
I know, that's crazy. Guys have drastic, drastic weight cuts, man.
I don't know how, and even Javante, what, you fight at 130 or something like
120? Yeah, yeah, I mean, I've seen pictures
of him. He be going up to like
hot belly on him.
And he be going up crazy. Like, I'm like, yo, how the hell? I said, I need the secret, man. I need to know what the fuck they be taking, man. I don't know how they do it, man.
So how you been staying active, man? Like everyone's kind of posting different workout videos, stuff like that. It's obviously a weird time, like being in the house. But guys like you, you know, you gotta stay.
Yeah, yeah. I pretty much just been doing my regular running, shadow box. Shit, I even did some pad work with my little brother. Yeah, just pretty much running and do regular shit, regular, using my own body weight, like regular calisthenics, push-ups, sit-ups, you know, stuff like that. Pretty much, man, because ain't nothing else really much to do.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, you got to stay active. I've been trying to run a little bit, just get out of the house. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy times, but... there's a, you know, I wanted to dive a little into your story because I felt like, you know, I was reading the Boxing Insider article about you and some of your past. And, you know, I think it's really motivating for people to hear because there's a lot of uncertain times that you had to overcome. And then, you know, you were able to get past that and then string a bunch of wins together. So, you know, when you were under your previous management, for people who don't know, Paul Williams had a tragic accident before he was supposed to fight Canelo Alvarez. And that kind of obviously was, you know, horrible for him. But also, it also put you on the shelf in some ways, right?
Yeah. I was on the shelf for a minute. Matter of fact, when he was supposed to fight Canelo that time, that would have been in Texas. I would have been under that card. So that would have been my seventh fight. Yeah. That would have been my seventh fight, I think. At the time, my sixth fight. Yeah. Yeah, I was on the shelf for a minute. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and then getting through that, then they ended up, you know, you got your release, which you wanted, right? And you got a new team and everything, and you know, overcoming that as well. And then you strung six wins together, man. So like, talk a little bit about, you know, that journey, and I think it can be beneficial for people to hear, you know, because that's a lot of hardship to push through in your career.
Yeah, it was tough, man. You just gotta. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. There's a few times that. I just stopped boxing because I felt like, you know what? I had so much shit going on, man. I had trainers passing on me. I had like three trainers pass. And then I started questioning myself, like, damn, man, like, maybe this ain't for me, man. All this shit keep going on. I'm going through all this little setbacks and stuff. So I'm like, shit, maybe boxing, this ain't me, but I can remember when one of my trainers, God bless his soul, Sean Razor, he had told me, he's like, listen, Shane, he's like, I don't care if I'm gone, you know, you better continue boxing because, you know, I believe in you, you better keep going. So I believe in you. And then, yeah, that pretty much stuck with me. So I got back on the road, started, boxing, started, you know, training and stuff like that. And then, I pretty much got a new management and just kept, and then the rest is history. Just kept, fighting, kept going.
And you've been at Mendez gym for the most part through this?
Yeah. I train at Mendez. Yeah. I'm at Mendez now. Great gym, family there. It's like family there. You know.
Family. Yeah, seems like you got a great, pretty tight team there.
Yeah.
And then that crosses over into your, you know, your kind of like work world as a trainer at Overthrow, right? You got your Overthrow family there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I teach the boxing classes there on the side, you know, so. And you it's really good.
You got your thing going with that, right? You got the Stay Activated going. You got people. Yeah. You got people repping your gear.
Yeah,
after that, so it's fun.
Yeah, that's going good too, man. I actually didn't expect it to do that well, to be honest. But people love the meaning behind it and everything, you know. So it's going good so far.
What's the motivation behind that? That brand, like, is it for people to stay in shape, or is it like a physical and mental thing, or what's the drive there?
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know what, it's pretty much more, it's a lifestyle, man. Like, yeah, staying activated is not just working out, or it's just not working out, it's more of like a lifestyle. It's just staying active and alert wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, you know, that's pretty much it. So, you know, when you stay activated, you never have to get activated.
I like the logo too, man. The thunderbolt and the lightning bolt.
Yeah, It's a lifestyle, man. Like, you know, it's a lifestyle. Shit, you could be you drinking coffee right now, staying activated. I mean, yep. You on the, feel me? It's a lifestyle.
You're getting activated right now.
Yeah, shit, we staying activated.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's awesome, man. So, I mean, you also, you know, you mentioned, you know, you've been working out, but also you were hitting mitts a little bit with your brother the other day.
Yeah.
And your little brother, he's a young stud, huh? Orville, O-Dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He, yeah, man, that kid is a natural, man. That kid is good. He made he got so far just 2 years of boxing.
Right. I saw he was number three ranked in the US for one.
Yeah, now he's number two.
Number two. He won Masters twice, Natty champ.
Look, he was upset about him not, you know, winning the Olympic trials. But I'm saying,
take me through the trials first, because I know you guys, like, you were posting all about that on your Instagram, the whole journey of everything, and take me through, like, how many fights were there. I know he won his first three or four.
Yeah, he damn, how many fights were it? It's probably like, I think he had how many fights were it? I don't remember, but he beat the number. Because he went in there number eight. He went in there ranked number eight at the time. He beat the number three first. He beat the number three two times, actually. The number three got two, and then he beat the number four guy. He beat somebody else. No, then he fought the number one guy, which we thought we won. Know what I'm saying? Like, it was a close fight. Beat the number one guy. We fought the number guy. We lost to the number one guy. So, after that, he had to fight the number two guy, because the number one guy beat the number two. So, then they had to fight the number, him and number two had to fight. And we thought we beat him, too. Like, it's crazy. Like, well, everybody's seen it. They know what's going on, because At the finals, when they fought, when number two and number one guy fought, the commentator was like, yo, we don't know how – I forgot the guy's name. Anyway, yeah, they were saying, we don't know how he's still here in the tournament, because he took a gruesome beating from Orville Crooks the other day. The other day. And then, like, I mean, you know, it's learning experience, man, but – I told him, don't be upset. Like, don't feel bad, because, yo, you got people that have been boxing since they was babies, that been boxing since they was young, and they ain't never even made it this far. Some of them been boxing that long to make it that far. You did this in 2 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Feel me? Like, you did this in 2 years, man. Like, so you should be proud. So now I think the number two guy, which was the alternative for the Olympics, I think he's turning pre-decided. He wanted to turn pro. He's not gonna wait for that. So now they called my brother, they called Orville up there to train and stuff. Now, yeah, so now he's number two. So now he's the alternative. You know?
Well, he might slip in there, bro.
Yeah, that's what I told him, you know, just stay in shape. He been staying in shape, but before he went back to camp, he had fought in the Ringmasters, and then he left, then he flew out.
Yep.
He fought and won, and then he flew back out.
Why do you think he's been such a quick starter, quick learner, man? Is it that slap boxing?
Oh, no. The kid is – nah, you know what? He used to be fighting – he used to fight a lot when he was younger. Fought more than me in the street, you know. Sometimes I fought was in, I fought. Maybe I ain't fight that much. Mostly in school, and I used to get suspended. My mother didn't know about it though. But he's a natural, man. That kid is natural, better than me. The kid is natural, man. I don't know how to. The kid is just natural. He just naturally know how to get out the way. You don't got to tell him get out the way. He just do it automatically. You don't got to tell him. He don't like getting hit. You don't got to tell him to move out the way, to hit and don't move. He just do it naturally. You know?
That's awesome. So what's your relationship is obviously great with him, huh? You kind of bringing him up through the ropes on this a little bit.
I used to always fight with him about staying in the gym, and because he never liked training. He only liked sparring for some reason. He's lazy, man. Lazy kid. Lazy. He had this dream of just being a basketball player. So he had, because when we first both started boxing, I was like 13 and he was like 8 years old. And we both started in Gleason's gym. And that's what I'm saying. Like I was saying, he was a natural, man. Like at 8 years old, he used to fight like Ali. It's crazy. I'm telling you, he's natural doing natural shit without you having to tell him. That's how I knew he was natural when he was 8 years old, man. Then he stopped for a little bit and started playing basketball. Then he just randomly got back into it. He started coming to the gym with me. He's hard-headed, man. Oh, man. Kid never liked training at all. I used to have to force him to go running. He's a terror, man. Kid was bad, though, man. Bad. I'm talking about getting expelled out of four schools in a year. He was bad.
For what? Fighting?
Fighting, yeah. Throwing a chair at the principal, to all types of shit. Yo, you would never think, looking at it, you would never think how this kid was bad, but people would tell you, yo, they can't believe how he turned around, how he, different person, man. He still got a little.
Boxing gave him some discipline, right?
Yeah, man, boxing definitely saved his life, because my mother was scared for him. Yeah.
Does he look at you and, is he itching to go pro, or is he just like, I want to ride through this
amateur? Oh, nah, yeah, he definitely want to turn pro, yeah. But he ain't, no time soon. I think maybe.
He wants to see how the Olympics play out, right? If he could.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe even if that don't work out, just a few more international fights just to, you know, stay active and, you know. Because I told him, like, ringmaster thing, I mean, it's okay, but you need to fight people, like, international, man. People mm-hmm. with different styles and stuff. So before you even think about turning pro, I mean, I was telling me, my manager, my trainer was just all in agreement. Like, you know, he should definitely tighten up on some things first.
How old is he?
24. Yeah, he'd be 25. Yeah, coming up next month. Yeah, he'd be 25 next month. But before turning pro, you definitely got to tighten up on some things. Still make a little few mistakes.
What weight do you think he'll look to fight at in the pros? Is he lighter than you? Or I mean, he's at 170 now, but.
Probably like 168.
Yeah. He's a little taller, right?
Yeah, he's like 5'10", 5'11". I think he's about 5'10 or 5'11.
He definitely seems like very, you know, like light on his feet. Works the jab a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he –
It's probably because he's used to going against you. And you're coming in looking to put a hurting on him, though.
Nah, that kid is – yo, man, I can't even handle him no more, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. The kid is – yo, man. I'm talking about he be giving pros. He be giving pros a problem, man. You know?
You sparred for the most part in Gleason's?
Yeah, we sparred in Gleason's a few times. Yeah, we sparred some guys in
Gleason's. It's a great gym, right? So much history there. And
yeah. But you know, it's too watered down too, man. Commercial, man. I first started in Gleason's actually. Then I left there and went to Starrett City Boxing Club. And and then later on, Starrett City got closed down, so yeah. I started going to Mendez like later on. Well, I was going to this other gym called NIAC, New York Athletic Club, up in Columbus Circle. Yeah. I was going there. Yeah, that's where my other trainer was at that passed away. And then after that, I stopped boxing again and then started back. Started back boxing again, you know.
Yeah, made the jump to Manhattan kind of from starting out in Brooklyn.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's cool, man. So what's on the horizon for you? I know, obviously, with this virus going around, like everything's kind of to be determined, but what's your plans, you know, once this gets settled down?
Shit, man. Get back. Active. I was supposed to fight. Yeah, like March 20th. I was supposed to fight the 20th, and then I was supposed to fight here in New York, April 31st.
In Brooklyn, here, or?
Yeah, no, in Queens. What's that club, man? Amazura Club?
Okay.
Amazura, or is it Amazura, however you say it? Yeah, I was supposed to fight there. So that would have been great, man, because –
You get the home crowd in there.
I know it would have been. I would have a lot of people there. So that would have been good. But then this shit happened. So
everybody's itching now to go. So yeah,
everybody on the bench now, man.
But it'll be active though once it gets back in the swing. You know, I think everyone will be rearing to go and get some fights made. So. Once you're back in there, man, what are you going to be coming out to? You got that Jamaican music playing? I heard a little bit in the background right now.
I don't know, man. Depends how I'm feeling. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'll play.
Do you like a real aggressive type music when you're coming out, or do you like to be more chilling out?
Yeah, nah, I like aggressive music.
Yeah.
Sometimes I take it back old school, maybe some DMX or something. Maybe some JD Kiss, you know, but yeah, I like aggressive music. Yeah.
So the reggae is more for when you're chilling, not boxing.
Yeah. Cool vibes. You know what I mean, cool vibes and all that. Just
and you got chilling. The good food. You got the music playing. You're hanging out. That's the environment. Yeah.
Word.
Cool. So what are your thoughts on, you know, I want to close it out by talking about some boxing today, man. Some of like the hot topics and latest fights. Obviously, we had the Wilder versus Fury rematch and Fury won in pretty dominant fashion. One, what are your thoughts on that fight? And also, you know, they're going to do the rematch. They already signed for it. So let me know.
Oh, they signed for it already?
Oh, yeah. It's been signed for. It will happen. So that's what's going to be next for them once everything settles down. I believe it's supposed to be, you know, later. I want to say September, but that date's, I think, to be determined. But so, give me your thoughts on the rematch, and then what the trilogy. What do you think what's going to go down in that fight?
The rematch. I was going for Tyson. Actually, I didn't even think. When he said he was going to talk about walk down Wilder, I didn't think he was going to do that. Like, so he had me fooled, but I had him winning on points. Because the only way Wilder could win is by knockout. Wilder, most of the fights Wilder been fighting, he's always behind points, and he just happened to get the knockout. So he's relying on that right hand, man. Like, can't rely on that right hand, man, because if you can't land it, he take your right hand away from you. It's going to be a long night. That's it. Now I'm saying I think he was relying on the right hand, and then when it didn't work for him, you know, everything just went out the door, man. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, Fury put on that weight and just walked him down. I wasn't expecting that either. It was pretty crazy. A lot of people also, I got to bring it up, but a lot of people, there's a little controversy around his gloves.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think
and just to explain to people watching, there was like, basically, there's photos of the glove like bending back, meaning like his hand was a little bit lower where the laces were. I've seen that
too, yeah.
So that way it'd be like more of a bare knuckle, less padding. And he's kind of throwing those slaps, but I mean, I don't buy it, but I know like Errol Spence like tweeted something about it. Like some people were saying like something may have been up, but regardless, it was a dominant performance.
Just take the L like a man, man. Yeah. Fuck it. Just take the L, man. You know what I mean? Like, just take the L, B. I think it's going to be the same thing.
In the trilogy?
Yeah. I think it's going to be the same results. I think he's going to do the same because he know what Wilder can't fight going back.
That was the biggest thing, right? Going backwards is tough.
Yeah, Wilder could only fight one way, man. That's going forward. And then if he don't land that right hand, that's all he really got. He took that away from him. He took that right hand away from him, and that was it. You see, I don't know if you could watch – if you watch it, like, watch the fight again, you could see – Tyson was jabbing his just so while it was while he had him in the corner, he was jabbing his right hand so he won't throw it. Jabbing his right hand, then he would throw his right down the pipe.
Yeah.
He took his right hand away from him the whole fight, man, and walked him down. He just really took his confidence from him, man. Like,
yeah, it was crazy, man. Like to see him walk him down like that, I thought he was just talking shit. Like, I didn't think he was actually.
I don't know what to. You don't know what to believe with that dude. He's safe.
He's crazy.
But he's a damn good fighter, though, man. He could box real good. I see the way he was moving. The way he was moving the first fight, I ain't see a heavyweight move like that in a while, man. Real good. Yeah, he looks real good.
Oh, yeah. I think he's definitely, you know, he's got to be in the top 5 pound for pound, I think, right now, for sure. But also, you know, in the heavyweight division, some fights that are being rumored to happen soon. Andy Ruiz versus Dillian White.
20-fighter?
That's a rumored matchup that's supposed to go down. They've been talking a lot of trash back and forth. I like that fight.
That's going to be a good fight. Somebody getting stopped.
Someone's getting stopped in that. And then also Chisora versus Usyk. That's signed for. They're going. They're fighting. So, I mean, I like that too because Usyk is unproven in the heavyweight division. And everyone knows what Chisora brings. You know, Chisora, he's coming at you.
Yeah, that's a good ass fight too.
So, there's some good stuff in the heavyweight division coming.
Yeah, that's definitely a good-ass fight. Yeah.
So, it'll be an exciting rest of the year once this ends. You know, we got Canelo, Billy Joe Saunders. That's going to happen. And then welterweight division. What's up?
That's going to be an interesting fight.
Yeah. What do you think about that? I think Billy Joe is people might be sleeping on him a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep on him. He's pretty good too, man. But I don't know, man. Canelo's like a different.
He's on a different level, though, huh?
Yeah, man. He's on a different level, man. Ever since that Mayweather fight, he just a whole different person, though.
He learned so much from that. Just defend. I mean, like Mayweather, he caught him when he was young, but.
Mm-hmm.
He learned so much from that matchup defensively, and that was big in his career.
Yeah, he's a whole different animal, man. I ain't gonna lie. But Billy Joe, that's a good ass fight though. Him and Billy Joe, that's gonna be a good fight. When that's supposed to happen?
I don't know if they put out an official date for it yet. I mean, obviously with this virus and everything. It's pushing everything back, man. So hopefully they'll make an announcement in the next month or so. But I know that Canelo wants to stay busy, and I know DAZN wants him to stay busy because they want that money coming in. So it'll be good. It'll be a good year, though. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what's next for you, in the next month or so, and also your little brother too.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, you definitely know about it. Hopefully, I can get something back here again, man.
Yeah, New York would be great. Get the home crowd.
So good, man. Yeah, because so I was fighting in PA the 20th and then back out here the 30th. That would have been so good, man.
Hey, if you need an artist to walk you out, a new, you know how they do that with the live walkout music?
Yeah.
I got his name's Mo Dollaz, Jamaican rapper, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's from New York.
Okay.
We can connect you guys, get it going.
Yeah.
On the Jamaican connection, bro.
Because I got a whole Jamaican outfit, too. My manager got made for me.
That'd be perfect, bro. I'll DM you. I'll DM you his songs. He does some of the theme music for theme music for like some of my intros on the podcast and stuff. So I'll send you it, man. That'd be good to make that happen.
Yeah, that'd be hot. Yeah, I'm down with that. Hell yeah.
That'd be hot. Yeah, that would. But I appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking some time to talk, bro. It was good to hear from you and good to, you know, hear about your little brother, your story, what you got going on once all this virus stuff passes. Yeah. So stay safe, stay activated.
That's it.
And
stay activated, man, through these times, being old times.
And everyone go check out Duchesne on your Instagram if you want to shout out that and where to follow you, all that.
Yeah, that's DU_718. Check me out. You know what I mean? I got my little boxing life on there.
And your stay activated gear.
Yeah, low stay activated. Oh, and I got my own page for the gear too. We stay activated. That's my other handle.
So go follow that. Go buy some gear. Be looking fresh this summer and the stay activated gear. So shout out to that. But thanks, definitely, bro. Make sure to everyone listening. Go follow this guy, follow his little brother, and make sure to, stay tuned for this episode and some clips coming.
Definitely. Appreciate it, bro.
All right, bro. Stay safe.
Yeah.